Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and heroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please.
I could write a legend to the ledger, and y'all would understand the rules.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavism. Tonight I'm calling the show Let's Say Goodbye to 2011 and Hello to 2012. So what do you think? Was 2011 a good year, a challenging year, a bad year? You know, what do you plan on doing going into 2012 to make it different and make it better and more successful and feeling like you are accomplishing and achieving and all those good things? So I open up the phone lines to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I just thought, you know, let me try to get in another Flavism show before this year is out. Can you believe the year is almost over? Well, you know how I do it here at Flavin News Radio. I'm going to start off by playing some music from underground independent artists that have joined the Flavin News movement. And actually, this is the newest member to the Flavin News movement. His name is Jason F., and I'm going to play his piece called Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniel.
Wanna ride with me, baby? Come on and let me know. We can head to the mall or hit up the liquor store. We can see where it's popping, or we can cruise without talking. And I can keep the bass knocking, or I can keep it low. Say the word and I'll pick you up if you're really down. We can dip through the city and take it out of town. We can park at the levee and sit and talk in the Chevy. Just let me know when you're ready and I'ma come around. I wanna see you riding shot, show you off to my homies, and when I gotta do a show. Wanna go? We can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let me know.
Let's ride. Let me take you on out of here, up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Like you with me when I'm gripping on my steering wheel. And when we riding together, I like the way you feel. You're so chill, it's attractive. I like your style and fashion. I like the way you go half on it when we get the bill. I don't care where we go, I just wanna be with you. So can we jump in the car and whip in the turner too? We can listen to the music and just be dipping and cruising. It's up to you, cause you're choosing. So tell me what it do. I wanna see you riding shot, show you off to my homies. And when I gotta do a show, wanna go? We can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let it go.
Let's ride. Let me take you on out of here, up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Ride with me. Cruise with me. Cruise with me. Roll with me. Roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me. Go with me. Ride with me. Ride with me. Ride with me. Cruise with me. Cruise with me. Cruise with me. Roll with me. Roll with me. Roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me. On my arrival, so if you ready to go, hop in my El Camino. I'll even open your door, baby. Let's roll.
Let's ride. Let me take you on out of here, up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. Yeah, shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Again, that was Jason F. from actually Eastern Washington. He's the newest member to the Flava News movement. That piece is called Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniels. Now I'm going to play another artist out of the Pacific Northwest. I really, really dig this young man's sound. His name is Zach Trandum, and I'm going to play You and I.
On my heart, I will try to gain insight to everything you are.
That was another local artist out of the Pacific Northwest. His name is Zach Trandum, and that piece was called You and I. I want to welcome everybody to Flavism tonight. Tonight the show is called Let's Say Goodbye to 2011, and hello to 2012. The last few shows, as far as Flavism and the Artist Roundtable, I've really kind of tried to push conversations around, you know, how 2011 was for you. You know, how did it feel? Are there things that you want to change? What do you want to do differently? What are your goals and dreams for 2011? I thought, you know, why not just do another show kind of touching on that subject? I'm actually opening this up to anybody, you know, who wants to call in and talk about their feelings about 2011 and you know, how they feel about going into 2012. I know normally I target, you know, independent underground artists, you know, because I am the artist cheerleader. You know, but I really, really would just love to hear from anybody. For me, you know, this year was a challenge. It really was a challenge, from computer systems going down to my car breaking down and needing a new engine to being diagnosed with high blood pressure, the death of my sister, the death of my godmother, you know. It has been an absolutely challenging year. But I have to tell you this, that every night that I go to bed and every day that I wake up, I always give thanks for the blessings, because amongst all the craziness that I've experienced, there have been great blessings. I have made some absolutely amazing connections, you know, working on some behind-the-scenes projects that has been exciting. So much growth has taken place. So much, you know, learning and expanding. So some great things really, really took place. So, but I will tell you, I am anxious to go into 2012. I think that with some of the things that I was able to establish this year, it is putting me in a pretty, pretty good position to make some moves. In 2012, just some exciting things are going on, some great meetings, some great conference calls have been happening. You know, there's so much that I do that you don't see. I know everybody thinks, oh, Lady Flava is on Facebook all the time. Okay, I do have my Facebook open, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm there all the time. You know, but Facebook's my favorite. Honestly, Facebook is my favorite you know, social network, I think, because it's so interactive. Of course, there have been all these different changes. And I'll be honest, I like the timeline page. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I like the timeline page that they have now on Facebook. I tried to go over to my MySpace this past week. I couldn't even figure out how to delete anything off of there. Every time I hit delete, thought it was gone, it was still there. So that was kind of frustrating, because I thought, you know, why not go ahead and update it, you know, because I do have postings that go over there even though I'm not there. There are several social networks that I have postings that automatically go to. So I was trying to be good and go and update all of them, and MySpace was just not cooperating. But you know, I'm opening up the phone line if anybody wants to, you know, call in, raise their hand, and let's talk about 2011 going into 2012. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm going to continue playing some underground independent music from the members of the Flava News Movement. And this song, I've got to play it. I've got to play it because this is something I'm so very, very excited about. This is going to be my first tour working with an artist, and I'm so excited that the first tour for Flava News is with Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is going to be coming to the Pacific Northwest and Canada March 21st through the 25th, and she will be performing. There will be one show that she will be performing with all the artists, who was Black Stax, Delton Sun, and Speakeasy Unplugged was Sister Love, and then an artist out of Canada by the name of Dahara September. But that's only one of the shows that she's going to perform with all of the artists. But at each show, she's going to perform at least with one of the artists that I mentioned. So she's going to be, you know, again, around the Pacific Northwest, going up into Canada. My first tour with an artist, and I'm so excited. So anyway, I am going to play her signature song, And this piece is called Gravity, again by Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida. Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is coming to the Pacific Northwest in Canada with her tour called The Love, The Hurt, The Rebirth. Her album that's coming out during that time is called Simply Beautiful. And that particular song that I just played, Gravity, will be on that particular album, Simply Beautiful. So let me bring in my first caller. All right, Miss Eleanor, how are you, my friend?
Hi. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. I am so excited. You know, just so many great things are happening at the very end of this year. And
yes.
Eleanor, I'm really, really excited.
Yes.
You know, and just seeing all the things that are coming out of the SJF Music Camp. For those of you that don't know, Eleanor is the mama bear of the SJF Music Camp.
Yeah.
That's headed by CEO Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And so she just keeps it all together. She makes sure that everybody knows about, you know, what's going on with SJF and, you need to really, really stay tuned, because there's some absolutely amazing, amazing pieces and projects coming out. So do you want to tell everybody about, you know, who you are and what you do, Eleanor, for SJF Music?
Yes. I'm an admin on for SJF Music, Mr. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, of course. And I like putting the music out there. I like sending it out so people can hear it, because if no one sends it out, if no one gets it to you, you don't know what's going on.
There you go.
So I intentionally dominate the pages, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that everyone will know. And as you know, Mr. Ferguson is a terrific musician. He is fantastic. He has the patience. Oh, wow. Anyway, he has a lot of patience, and he's a very kind person. And it is so great to be working with someone like this. And I also, Lady Flava is one of my favorites.
I paid her to say that. Okay. You're one of my favorites, too.
Thank you. I paid her to say that. Yes, and I really enjoy it. And as a matter of fact, in 2012, I have really made up my mind. I have made up my mind that I am really going to be doing something with the crew. Okay.
So I
made up my mind about that. Hey, some people might like it. Some people won't like it. And,
yeah.
But I made up my mind to do something with the crew.
Okay.
Because I love music. I love music. I love singing. I do sing. I play a little bit. I just play a little bit enough to give me the right tune. Then
okay.
I'm just, you know, hoping I find somebody to take it over after that.
Okay. Right. So is it going to be gospel?
Well, it's going to be gospel. It may be gospel that some people may not want to hear. But
okay.
It's going to be gospel.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
I'm going to do some gospel. It's going to be mixed. You know, gospel today has a modern style to it.
Yes.
And I was trying to go, you know, in one way, and then it just came to me, you know, do it like you feel it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what came to me. So this is exactly
okay.
what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Boss don't know that. Papa Bear don't know that yet.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay. Well, and he's not on the phone listening. So, you know, we'll wait.
I don't know. He might be one of these anonymous people.
Well, he could be. Yeah.
He
normally he's on the phone.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's not shown up on the switchboard as of yet.
But he's busy.
I anticipate him showing up or listening at least.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, Papa Bear, plug your ears, because this is a surprise, a secret. All of us can know it except you. So if you are actually listening, you know, just go plug your ears. But you know what? Hold on the line with me, Eleanor, and, you know, let's just give them a taste of what has already come out of the SJF Music Camp in 2011, but you will be on CD album come 2012.
Yes.
I am going to play a piece. This is one of the first pieces that I ever played by this artist. I am proud to say she is actually out of the Pacific Northwest, and this piece is beautiful in my opinion. This is called Step Into This Love.
Oh, yeah.
By Leah Henderson.
Leah Henderson.
Thank you. into this love you never felt before. Step into this love that will hold you forevermore. It's not a love from outer space. It's a love seasoned with grace. Even the stars knows this love, because they were created by hands above. It's a love that never fades. It's a love that never goes away. So tell me, are you interested in this love that I'm bringing to you? Let me know so I can get it to you, so you can take your time. Now sit back while you unwind. Oh, the melody, the way it makes me feel, is so real.
All right, that was Miss Leah Henderson from right here in the Pacific Northwest where I am. That particular piece is called Step Into This Love, produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. And we've got some other exciting projects coming out of SJF Music in 2012. Huh, Eleanor, we've got a project from John D. Green Sr., and Leah Henderson and Dakota
Eternally
Williams, Eternally Blaze, Deborah Renee.
Yes.
And Stephen's actually going to be putting out another album in 2012, I see.
Yes. Yes, it's going to be an exciting year to come, I tell you.
I'm thrilled about that. You know, I know that he had kind of talked about, like, stepping back, you know, and taking a break from doing music and all of that, and just working with the artists that have joined the SJF family. And, you know, I knew he couldn't stay away too long. I knew he couldn't stay away too long. So I'm excited. And there's some other artists, I believe, that he's working with.
Sheldon?
I don't recall her name. Oh, well, Sheldon Butler.
Sheldon Butler
from right here in the Pacific Northwest. And then there's a gospel singer, right?
Yes, Latosha, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got some amazing and very, very diverse talents that he's working with. So I'm thrilled. So, you know, I was supposed to, you know, get my piece done in 2011, and I don't know, I'm old and forgetful. I went out and I purchased a great day planner for 2012. I have a Zoho account online now that I can put all my stuff on. So I'm going to try to be a little bit more organized and a little bit more proactive. I guess because I don't consider myself an artist, I just don't think about going up the street and getting in the studio.
Oh.
And Jace keeps saying to me, you know, Flav, I've just been waiting for you to come up there and join me. Well, I think that he just really needs to say, okay, I'm up here at the studio, so, you know, come on over. So I have a piece that I'm going to record and Stephen Jerome Ferguson is going to produce. So I'm really, really excited about that. But you know what, Eleanor, I'm going to, because there's some people that have never heard my piece. If you don't mind, Mama Bear, I'm going to go ahead and read this piece. I haven't read it in a minute.
Too.
I know that I need to really practice on my voice, but this will give you a taste of the piece that I'm going to do that's going to be produced again by SJF Music. So this piece, I'm sure that Quiet Storm of Spoken Word can appreciate this piece since he has been to my coffee shop here in Seattle, Washington, all the way from North Carolina. So this piece is called Flavus Coffee.
All right.
So Flavus Coffee. He said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor, as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without a thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you, a flow of perfection, tone piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart, and then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turn off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love, my gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and I lick my lips, devouring every drop as I sift the warmth of my thoughts. I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. So that's my piece.
Wow, nice. All right. You're going to be all right. You're going to do this time, right?
I am. I know, huh? Uh-huh. I need to just go up the street and go to Castro Studio and just record it so I can send it off to Stephen. I know, procrastinate. Again, Eleanor, I think it's just because I don't think of myself as, you know, as an artist. My thing is, you know, waving my leopard pom-poms over here for everybody else, you know. So,
right.
you know, hey, if you're going to step out there and you're going to do something in 2012, I will definitely make sure that I get this recorded so I can have it done.
That's right. Give it a try.
Right.
You know.
So I want to welcome those that are hanging out in the chat room to one and only Headlock. Eleanor, she's on the phone with me. Guest 10609, whoever you might be. Jason F., did you know that I started out my show with you tonight? I played Let's Ride featuring Adrian Daniels. So I'm so excited that Jason F. has joined the Flava News movement. He's the newest member of the team. And to my girl, Jazzy Blues. Man, Jazzy's been in my world for a long time, back in the days of Flava Coffee House. She became my buddy. So I'm thrilled to have her support. Patrick Domino, he's my new buddy. I think he is an absolutely amazing, amazing talent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe later on in the show I can play something by him in Quiet Storm. Quiet Storm is just like my heart. He has gone through, you know, some good, the bad, the ugly with me. He has been in my corner, you know, since I would say about 2007. And I just am thrilled to say that he is one of the artists that has been out to Seattle, Washington, and performed on my stage at my coffee shop, Flava Coffee House. So he definitely holds a very, very dear spot for me. And I know that he mentioned that he loved Monica Monet's voice. And I can honestly tell you that Monica works with a lot of spoken word artists. And on her last album, she had a piece. She had a couple of pieces that had spoken word artists in it. And on this particular album, Simply Beautiful, I know that she's working with some spoken word artists. So I definitely will hook you up on that. So you like that piece, Patrick Domino? Okay, I'm glad you liked it. I definitely will bring myself to get in that studio and record. So, Okay.
I'll send you a note every day.
I know, huh? You know, I'm going to blame it on the menopause, okay? Can I just blame it on the menopause? Or I blame everything on menopause. You know, I'm proud that I'm going through menopause, except for that I don't really like, you know, the symptoms. But, you know, hey, what can I say? Forgetfulness is one of the signs, so...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've got somebody else who's raised their hand, and I'm going to, you know, I'm hoping this might be Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. Maybe not. Okay, 704, your line is open.
Okay.
Okay, see, you want to play with me, huh?
No, but I wasn't sure if my line was open or not, but I recall... when we first got connected right around 2007, I read a couple of things that you had written at that time, and I said to you, you need to go ahead and do more writing and do some spoken word. And you were like, nah, that's not me. I said,
This is going to be my little one-time thing, Quiet Storm.
That's what you think.
There's no such thing as a one-time thing once you get started with this. No.
I don't know if it's going to, like, take off with me like the tattoos, you know? When I got my first tattoo, that very same night I went in and got a second tattoo. And in that same month, I ended up getting four more tattoos. So in 1 month, I got 6 tattoos. And now I have 7, because right before I closed Flava, I had to have Flava tattooed on my arm. You know, and so the tattoo guy says, you know, Susan, I think that you're kind of addicted to this. You know, let us do a flower garland, you know, swirl down your back and all this stuff. And if I had the money, I probably would have ended up doing that. I just don't think that, you know, this spoken word thing is going to, like, take off with me like the tattoo thing.
Mm. Okay.
We got to leave that to the experts like you, Quiet Storm.
And I won't say I'm an expert. I just do what I love to do.
So, you know, I want to ask you your thoughts on 2011 going into 2012. But, you know, how about you want to spit a piece for us?
Let's see. I'm going to do something. Let me see, because I'm not going to do the thing that people are used to me doing. Because I kind of wear that piece out, so I'm not going to do that piece. Let's see here. Oh, well. Since we're all adults.
Uh-oh. I'm scared. What's he going to pull out? Put out his hat. Okay.
All right. May I touch you with the words that originate from my spirit, travel to my mind and flow off the tip of my tongue. May I touch you on that spot with my lips just below your right ear. May I touch you with my fingertips on your hips while my lips slip as I gently, gently wrap them around the tip of your delicious clit, licking and sucking, caressing, saving your flavor until you go limp from that feeling of ecstasy you've been wanting all day long. After a few minutes, may I lift you up from our bed, not letting your feet touch the floor. I place your feet on top of mine while we dance as I sing to you along with our favorite song. As the music ends, I carry you back to our bed and lay you on your stomach. And again I ask, may I touch you with my tongue and fingertips just below your hips, right where your cheeks begin to split. May I savor the flavor of the most forbidden portion of your erogenous universe, dancing along the outer regions with my tongue, slowly traveling to the center of your netherworld. I just want to take you to a place that has you gasping for air because of the purity of your pleasure experience. Simply, may I take you there. May I touch you repeatedly with my lips crisscrossing your body until they rest just below the line of your waist. It is the sweetness of your flavor I want to taste as your hips swivel while your rivers flow down the Nile of my tongue. May I touch you. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet on a Spoken Word, title being, May I Touch You.
Well. Okay, you know, so we kind of went from Step Into This Love, right, by Leah Henderson. And then we went into, you know, Flava's Coffee, which, you know, my piece is about coffee, right? And then we go over here to North Carolina with May I Touch You. The funny thing is that Quiet Storm is really kind of known for attacking like social issues. He is an advocate for against, you know, violence against anybody, you know, especially
right.
You know, child abuse and abuse against women and stuff. So it's like, you know, I know this piece. You know, I've heard it, I've read it, I've experienced, but I really kind of thought he was going to go that other direction, that side that, you know, I know so well. And then he had to just pull out his hat, may I touch you? And he'd laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, Eleanor, I have to just tell you a quick little story about me and Quiet Storm.
Okay.
You know, again, we go back a long ways, and he, you know, he has held my hands over the internet waves and the phone waves, you know, as I've mm-hmm. dealt with some very, very challenging experiences in my life. And but he and I have had some heated discussions around what's romantic, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's all into this, you know, scattering rose petals on the floor and, you know, filling the bathtub full of, you know, oils and bubble bath and, you know, the champagne or and the candles all lit and, you know, and, you know, mm-hmm. and I know that's, like, really romantic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm just kind of like, you know what, while you're out at work, I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking up your favorite meal, and you come in the house and you go and take a shower and you come up and you nuzzle behind me as I'm at the stove and kiss me on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those conversations, Quiet Storm?
Yeah, I remember those conversations. There are so many different veins of romance that you can go ahead and partake of, because I don't know if you remember us discussing the whole thing about foreplay as far as how people see foreplay.
Sure.
And see, for me, it starts with that first conversation during the day that you have with your significant other before you get started with everything that you have to do throughout the day. That basically sets the tone depending on the conversation that you start.
Mm-hmm.
So it can go ahead and start with that conversation and trickles down throughout the day. If I put it like this from the man's perspective, if that man is thinking in that direction and he does the things that are necessary to turn that into a form of foreplay. Now,
right.
Some people are not conscious enough to do that, but if you're conscious enough to do that, by the time you get home from work or whatever business you are out there handling throughout the day, the mood should pretty much be set. So it doesn't necessarily have to include the champagne, the rose petals, and the candles, but for me, that is something I do like to do to show my appreciation for the queen that I'm with, but it can be very subtle as well.
I understand. But Eleanor, we used to just sit up like late at night and have
uh-huh.
these like in-depth conversations about what romance is, right? And like, no, I wouldn't want that type of stuff. You don't need to buy me roses and fill the bathtub and light the candles, you know, whatever. So, those are fond memories I have of Quiet Storm having challenging conversations, and he, you know, and in the end, he still loves me. You know, I can be so opinionated about things, and
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I assert myself a little bit too much. But you know, Quiet Storm is, you still love me, right?
Of course.
He's like,
well, you know what?
Yeah.
Let him put those roses in the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. But Quiet Storm, so getting back to the subject of the show tonight, you know, so what are your thoughts about, you know, your experience of 2011 and, you know, your desires, your hopes, your goals, or whatever going into 2012?
For the most part, 2011 was a crappy experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can say the only real good thing about 2011 is the fact that I met the woman I'm in a relationship with now.
Okay.
She is definitely my queen.
Mm.
And I don't know if you see, did I put it in the Yeah, I did put it in the chat room because I heard you mention that Monica Monet's CD is titled Simply Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tripping off of that in my mind because that's my nickname for her. I call her Simply Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So I'm thinking there might be something up with that because
when
I heard her, when I heard her song, I'm like, I could hear in my head, I can hear me doing a collaboration with her as far as doing a spoken word collaboration with her and her singing in the background.
Okay.
So I'm like,
Yeah, well, I will definitely send you Monica's page on Facebook. Yeah, you should reach out to her because she does love working with spoken word artists.
Okay.
So, yeah, huh? Definitely reach out to her. She's pretty open about, you know, collaborating with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But you know what? I'm happy for you. And I know that 2011 in many ways has been challenging for you. And I know that you were really out there, you know, in the forefront, you know, advocating and you know, with your activism around abuse and, you know, and abuse of women and abuse of children, you know, and that you've done, you know, several talk shows on that subject, being a survivor of child abuse yourself to, you know, many things. So I'm glad, you know, Quiet Storm, that you have something to walk away with 2011. You know, that you can consider a blessing. And you know what, my friend, I'm so happy that you found somebody because of all the men that I know, you know, you are very, very deserving, you know, to be in a wonderful, wonderful relationship.
Well, I thank you for that. And she's definitely a blessing. She really is. You know, there's so much I can say about her and her place in my life, but just don't have the time for it.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful thing. So
yeah.
Then what do you see for 2012 for yourself?
2012, I will be hitting the road because I actually, next month, I will be getting a vehicle for the first time in about 3 years. So
okay.
I will be hitting the road, going up and down the East Coast, going to different venues that I've been invited to over the past 4 years. So
okay.
I'm finally going to be able to hit those venues. So I will be doing features. I will be part of different programs that I'm not being featured at, but I will be hitting as many stages as possible, doing what I do as a spoken word artist. And also taking advantage of that platform and speaking out against all forms of abuse.
Okay.
Speaking out about the situation we have in this country when it comes to homeless people. The fact that you have senior citizens that have to choose between whether or not they're going to go ahead and spend $300 or $400 a month on medication or buy food that they need in order to help sustain themselves as well.
Right.
Because most seniors own a limited income, but yet instead of pharmaceutical companies, I'm going to charge somebody $200 for one prescription. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly.
It is.
I know.
It is. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So,
Go ahead, baby. No, I was just going to say that, you know, the one thing that I do really, really appreciate about you as a man, you know, as a father and as an artist is the fact that you do not hold your tongue. You know, when you are passionate about something, you will speak about it, you know, and be all over the place. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about you. So many people have conversations about, you know, the plight of things going on, you know, in our communities, in society, in our country, you know, but they don't do anything about it, you know. And I think that when you feel strongly about something, then that's when you can find a creative way, you know, to, you know, figure out how to play a role in changing that. And, you know, and I definitely will say that you are one of the artists that I know that, you know, steps up and out there, you know, and makes it clearly known, you know, how you stand on something. So that I have always had great, great respect for you. But let's see, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, well, you know what, Eleanor? So what are your, you know, I know we talked a little bit about SJF music, but, you know, what are your thoughts about going out of 2011 and going into 2012?
Well, going out of 2011 was a great year. I really enjoyed it. Well, you know, I had a chance, being like the friendship with you and Stephen and all the other artists, and tonight to meet this great person that has such a beautiful talent, and I hope he just continues with it and has a pure heart. A lot of times people look at, you know, something that you do and they, you know, but I just, you know, hope he keeps it up because his heart is in the right place. And I think that going out of 2011 into 2012, it's going to be a very progressive year. And so if anyone, you know, has an idea of something they want to do, I get it in your mind right now to just go and do it, because you'll never know when you can't do it. And you'll say, I wish, it, you know, I had the chance. I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but I, you know, always hear a lot of stories. I had a chance to do this, and I had a chance to do that, but, you know, but why didn't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So
right.
My word to you would be to go ahead and do it. Try it. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work, work harder at it and try it again.
Right. Well, you know, like, for instance, you know, Quiet Storm, you know, again, you know, we came in contact online about 2007, and he did fly out to Seattle when I was hosting a literary conference, a national literary conference out of my coffee shop. And, you know, when he got on the stage, it was just, like, powerful. It was like standing room only. Actually, we had to have the doors open, and we had people standing outside.
Ooh.
And it was like when he got on that stage, you couldn't hear, I mean, you could hear a pin drop. It was like this packed wall-to-wall, you know, space just went silent, you know, when he got on the stage. And so I know it's something that he's very passionate about doing, and, you know, I think he definitely will go for it, you know, just continue. Always, you know, to go for it. And, you know, and as far as me, I'm excited about leaving 2011, you know. And these last few weeks, I have to tell you, has been extremely exciting for me. And things that are taking place and meetings that I'm having is really, really looking very good in finally connecting with business people.
Oh, very good.
That can help me with, you know, the business aspect of Flava News and funding, you know, for what you know, I want to do. You know, and I think that's one of the things for artists, you know, Quiet Storm religiously, you know, pushes his website, his CD, his book. And Quiet Storm, why don't you tell people where they can find out more about you and your book and your CD?
Yes.
Okay. As far as my book is concerned, that is no longer in print.
Okay.
I will be putting it back out there in 2012.
Okay.
There were issues with the publisher I was using, and that's so long and drawn out. I'm not even about to go into that. But it will be back out in 2012. But as far as my CD is concerned, the title of my CD is Expressions of Thoughts. And right now I'm really pushing the fact of people going to my Reverb Nation page and getting the CD from my Reverb Nation store. And the reason I'm pushing it there so hard is because as of right now, that's the only place where you can get the actual official physical copy of the CD.
Okay.
And the disc has professional graphics on it. The front cover of the CD actually slides out, and it's a mini poster of me performing on stage at the Art Bar in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Sessions Live, co-hosted by Max Parthas.
Well, I think I probably need to go buy that CD just so I could get the poster, huh?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And Max Parthas, Eleanor, is just an absolutely, absolutely powerful spoken word artist.
Right.
He's just kind of like, you know, a Papa Bear in a sense. He's been around for many years, at least 20 years, you know, as spoken word artist. His wife, Tribal Rain, just powerful, dynamic, you know, also attacks like social issues and things like that. And, I know that was an amazing experience for you, Quiet Storm, to be able to share the stage with them.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by that because I was there to support a friend of mine, and I was only going to do one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 minutes before I got on the stage, Max, he comes over to me, and he's like, Quiet Storm, are you prepared to do a feature? I looked at him, and I said, a who? Do a what?
Right.
So I had to grab my book and mark some pieces in my book real quick. So there was only one piece that I did from memory, which is As I Dream Dreams That Dreams Dream. And the rest of them I did from the book. But How I flow is it doesn't matter if I'm reading from a book or if I do it from memory, that it always sounds the same.
Sure,
because that's one thing I believe as a spoken word artist. When you get on stage and if you don't have the piece memorized, when you deliver it, it should not sound like you're reading.
Right.
It should sound like you're telling a story.
I agree.
My objective is to draw people in. And
I think that when it comes to spoken word, I think that can be challenging in a sense, you know, just knowing how to use your voice, because like you said, you want to draw the listener in. And you're right, there is a way of still delivering it as if you have memorized it, even if you are reading it. And it takes practice, you know, and again, you know, that's why I think that, you know, that's not something I'm meant to do, you know, because I listen to my voice, you know, like I go back and I listen to the radio shows and I'm like, do I really sound like that? I'm like, I laugh at myself. I'm like, you know, and I always say, okay, you know, try to just, you know, whatever, you know, but I'm like, this is just who I am, you know, so y'all just got to love me this way, right?
Yeah.
I'm leaving that spoken word stuff, you know, to you.
But there's one thing I'll tell you about that. It took me a long time to get to the point where I was comfortable with the way I sound.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many different people to tell me so many different, let me stop right there. Not so many different things. So many different ways of telling me the same thing when it comes to the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing I have learned in this life, if you go ahead and let people's accolades seep into your spirit too much, then you'll be a messed up individual because your ego will become so inflated that people won't be able to stand you. And I refuse to be that way.
Right.
But it's just only recently, like in the last couple of months, that when I've listened to my tracks, that I'm like, okay, I like that.
Okay.
Because I'm super critical of the way I deliver a piece.
Mm.
Super critical.
And
right. even pieces I've done hundreds of times, it's like, okay, I need to tweak this. I need to put more inflection on the syllable in this word to really get the emphasis across the people of what I'm saying and what I want them to grasp out of what I'm saying in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always working on it and tweaking it. It's the cliche term of work in progress, and it's an all the time thing.
Right.
So, but I say all that to say that, and I remember telling you back in 2007, you have a very nice voice. You have, matter of fact, in my opinion, you have a perfect voice to do spoken word.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aww. Well, you know, I get the sense, you know, it's kind of like a little kid going to their mom and, you know, saying, oh, Mama, you just look so pretty today. And it's like, okay, what is it that you want? No.
But it's just the point of you.
Thank you, Quiet Storm.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But it's just the point of you finding a niche for yourself. Because when I first started doing this thing, I was trying to sound the way everybody else was sounding in spoken word as far as how they did their pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Because most spoken word artists out there, they do what they do in a similar fashion as far as the cadence and the rhythm and what they do. But then I started thinking to myself, I cannot do that comfortably. You know, I have to go ahead and deliver the pieces the way I do them because if you try to anticipate when I'm going to say something and how I'm going to say it, you will be lost.
Right.
I'm going to do it the way I do it because sometimes I'll do a piece and it comes out in a rapid-fire motion. Sometimes it's very... what's what I'm looking for? It's very deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends on the nature of the piece. So I'm saying that to say to you, I was trying to encourage you to do it then. I'm going to, and since I know that you're doing this right here, I'm really going to push for it. I'm really going to push because What I'm going to say to you is find your niche, find your comfort zone.
Well, see, but my friend, see, that's what y'all love to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I really love doing the radio shows, and I know Quiet Storm, you know back in the day I wouldn't even call into a radio show.
Right.
You know, so it's like for me to do radio, that was pretty big for me to step up and then to get to the point of who I am right now. So, you know, my friend, I appreciate what you're saying. I am going to record Flavus Coffee. I'll practice on my voice before I go into the studio. I know that Stephen is going to work his magic on it and make me sound good. I have no doubts about that. And then I'm going to, like, hang my hat up, you know, because I am the leopard, you know, artist cheerleader over here waving, you know, leopard pom-poms and doing radio shows. And that's my thing. That's what I really, really love to do. I think that if I loved doing the spoken word thing. And see, my other problem is, Quiet Storm and Eleanor, I'm not good at writing. You know, so I can't, you know, I wrote, you know, Flavus Coffee back in September or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit down and write.
But you know what? If you took time to sit down, if you took time to sit down and write, once you start, I bet you have just a whole lot that you just didn't know.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I think with Flavus Coffee, it was easy. because, you know, like I've told the story before, an amazing spoken word artist out of the Pacific Northwest by the name of Orestes Petty had called into my show, and he didn't realize I owned a coffee shop at some point, and he said to me, "I would have liked to have drank your coffee." And I said, "Oh, I kind of like that. Let me write that down before we get off the show." And so from there, that's where that particular piece came from, you know. And I think I was also at a point where I was kind of missing being a barista, you know, and being at my coffee shop every day. And so it just, that whole sensation, because to me it was more than making coffee. You know, it was creating connections and developing relationships, you know, within the walls of Flavor Coffee House. And so that's where that piece came, you know, from. But, you know, otherwise I've tried, you know, sitting down and trying to write stuff, and it really does not work for me. So so anyway, yeah.
Well, that's all I'm going to say about that particular piece.
Well, the thing about that is...
When it comes to a piece, I will say you never force it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not forcing it.
Okay, because if it takes you a couple of months to write a piece, then so be mm-hmm. it. But
mm-hmm. Well, but I think it's going to take a couple of years.
Oh.
It depends on the inspiration. Depends on because... It just so happens for me that there's so many different things in this world that inspire me to write.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I start writing, I will start off and maybe do about, I may get two or three stanzas done. I may get half of a piece done. And then once the flow stops, it stops. I don't push it. I don't try to go ahead and keep adding to it. Once mm-hmm. it's done, it's done. So I've got maybe probably about six or seven pieces that are not complete. But
okay.
Once I get to them, I'll get to them.
Uh-huh.
It's like I don't know if you have read the last piece I posted on Facebook. And for people who hear the title, it may sound kind of funky, but you got to check the piece out. But
okay.
the title of the piece is Bitch Slapped Into Consciousness.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
But see,
well, go ahead and post that on my wall so I can read it and post it out.
But see, and normally, and you know me, normally I don't go ahead and give a foretelling of what my pieces are about,
mm-hmm.
because there's just a belief I have about that. I never give the title of a piece or never give an explanation of a piece because I know it's human nature. Once you do that, people already start to anticipate what you want to be talking about or what the piece
mm-hmm,
is going
right.
to be about. And then they're distracted from what you're actually saying.
Right.
But in this particular case, I want people to check it out because I am on Facebook. Just search Quiet Storm or Spoken Word, and you'll find the different links that are associated with me. And on Facebook, it's Quiet Storm O Spoken Word, because Facebook won't let me put O as a middle name, so it's just O.
Uh-huh.
And but this piece is a depiction of what it's like to live with fibromyalgia.
Right,
and
okay.
That's one of the things that I deal with on a daily basis, and I've been dealing with it since my spinal cord injury back in 2006. Because, and I'll tell you now, when I was on the stage at your coffee house,
you were injured.
Yeah, well, I fractured my big toe the day before on my right foot. And then on top of that, I was in excruciating pain from the fibromyalgia. But it's just here in the past year I started talking about it because
right.
there are a lot of people who don't have an understanding of what it is. And so I've become an advocate when it comes to that now, along with the other things I speak out about. because people really need to understand that fibromyalgia can be very debilitating. Everybody that has it to different degrees. But the common thing is when you have a flare-up, it, depending on the individual, that flare-up can shut you down. Sometimes there's some warning signs, some things that you can kind of sense that, that's going on with your body to where you can prepare yourself for it. But a lot of times it just hits you in waves and you don't know what's coming. It can be as simple as getting ready to stand up. And you go to stand up and your legs just buckle from under you. So there's a lot about it that the mass majority of people don't know or don't understand. So that was my motivation for doing that piece.
And I do think that I did read that piece. But you know what? I it would be great if you would be so kind and post it on my wall, you know, so that I could read it again and also share it. Because I think that not only are you an amazing spoken word artist, you're a messenger. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, intimate relationships or whether you're talking about, you know, child abuse or domestic violence or, you know, just life in general, you know, you're a great messenger. So for anybody who wants to look up Quiet Storm, there are other artists by the name of Quiet Storm. He is the only artist that goes by Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. So if you Google him, Google the whole thing, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. I do want to offer it to anybody else that wants to call in to Flavism tonight. I know we kind of got in the subject of spoken word and this and that, which was fun for me. You know, I never know what's going to be talked about or who's going to call in. But if anybody else wants to call in, the number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to play another piece by another artist. He's in the chat room, and he's become one of my favorite artists out there. And his name is Patrick Domino, and this piece is called Hugs and Kisses. I just thought maybe we'd just kind of stay along the same thing. So Hugs and Kisses by Patrick Domino.
But before you do that, Lady Flavor, I'm going to have to say good night.
All right.
I definitely enjoyed calling in and speaking with you and catching up with you.
Thank you so much for calling in, my friend.
Okay, but I'm still going to push for you to continue with spoken word.
Man. Philly man. Okay. You know, y'all can just, you know, push for it and, you know, hey, you never know, but at least I will promise the one piece.
Okay.
All right. All right, baby. All right. Take care and Happy New Year's to you.
All right. Same to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year's.
All right, baby. All right. That was my dear friend. Oh, you know what, Quiet Storm? You know, Eleanor's out there in North Carolina too, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so look at that. Both of you are in North Carolina.
All right.
Isn't that funny? She wants to come to your wedding.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little ways off, but once we get everything squared away, I will be posting the information on Facebook and the other social media.
I will have to fly out to North Carolina myself for that one. So, okay. All right. All right, my friend. Good night.
All right. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
So, again, I'm going to play a dear friend of mine, somebody who I really, really value him as an artist and as a friend. This is Patrick Domino with his piece, Hugs and Kisses.
Thank you.
All right, that was my dear, dear friend, artist by the name of Patrick Domino. He's in the chat room. That piece is called Hugs and Kisses. You know, Eleanor, okay, I have a confession.
Uh-huh.
As I was listening to that piece by Patrick Domino, I thought, you know what? Maybe I should write another piece and let Patrick Domino produce the second piece.
Okay.
And see what kind of twist he could put on that.
Oh,
so Patrick
okay.
Domino in the chat room, you know, maybe your music has inspired me to try to write a second piece after Stephen Jerome Ferguson produces, you know, Flavor's Coffee. So I'm going to put a challenge out to you, my friend. You know, maybe, you know, you could create some music to go behind my voice. So what you think? Oh, he's in the chat room sleeping.
Oh.
But, you know, Ruby loved your piece, Patrick Domino, so you should, like, come back in the chat room and tell Ruby thank you. So, okay, I'm just being silly right now. So if anybody else wants to join Eleanor and myself, you know, she and I, we can hold a great conversation just with the two of us.
Yes, I agree.
But if there's anybody else who would like to join us, please feel free to call in. We've got about 36 minutes left. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. You know, I think, was it a week ago, I was featured on, well, I wasn't featured, right? I was a co-host with a radio show host down in Atlanta by the name of ATAZP, and I call him Taz. And that was just really interesting to co-host the show with him, because he's got some really interesting music that he plays on his show. But the beautiful thing is that Patrick Domino and Jason F. came and hung out with us in that chat. And from there, you know, Taz had an interest in getting to know their music and all. And I think that's the great thing, you know, to do that, you know, pay attention to who's got radio shows going on or, you know, this and that, and come hang out, and you just never know. You know, you may have the opportunity to be heard and featured on somebody else's show.
That's
definitely
true.
If you are a member of the Flava News movement, I will definitely feature you, you know, on Flava News and on my website. And let me just mention that about the Flava News movement. I chose to turn Flava News into a members only. And it is around just building win-wins, you know, with the artists that I am supporting. The numbers have grown so much, and I just really wanted to be able to identify who's really paying attention to the fact that I'm, you know, I'm showing some form of support and waving my leopard pom-poms for them. And, you know, I really stepped out on faith with that one, Eleanor.
Yes.
I didn't know what the response was going to be.
Right.
And I was a bit scared, but I have to tell you, there's over 100 paying members of Flava News.
That is wonderful.
You know, and I feel so extremely blessed, you know. So Jason F. is an amazing hip-hop artist from Eastern Washington. The beautiful thing about his style of music is that I can send it to other radio stations without a problem. There are some stations that will, you know, play uncensored music, but his, you know, generally have storylines to them, and there's like a station that I've sent his music to out in Massachusetts that's a conscious hip-hop radio station, you know, and so he's definitely a style of artist that is very easy to support when it comes to his style of hip-hop. I'm sure he probably has some things that have some verbiage in it that that I may not play on my show, you know.
Yeah.
But he's very respectful when it comes to, you know, what he has sent me. So you know what? With that said, I'm just going to go ahead and play another piece by my young friend Jason F. And let's see, I actually really like. I played this song the other night by Jason F., and I think I'm going to play it again. I just kind of like the flavor of it. It's different for me. This piece is called Back on the Bike, again by Jason F. out of Eastern Washington.
Okay.
not giving in. When you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. This is for my people who don't buy into the gimmicks that millionaire rappers try to sell us when they spit a rap. People who know life is about more than just a dollar sign. Partying and smoking weed and chasing women all the time. People who will never make a six-figure salary. And all those that are dealing with the issues of reality. People out there struggling and starving every day. Digging through a dirty garbage can for food we throw away. Or living out the car, or sleeping on a bench. Serving an eviction cause they couldn't pay the rent. Children out there living in conditions unhumane. Miserable and hopeless, thinking things will never change. Put your hands up to the ceiling if you've been to where the bottom's at. If you ever fell behind but fought it off and brought it back. If I didn't know it, then I wouldn't be saying it. This is for my people everywhere that can relate to this. Crazy old world that we're living in. It'll have a fight of feeling like giving in. When you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down, down. If you've ever been the victim of depression or brokenness, then you know how hard it is to try and live and cope with this. With a broken heart makes everything so difficult. It's hard to even fake a smile when all you feel is miserable. Living in a world where almost everything is negative. We'll have the hardest people out there reaching for our handkerchief. It's hard living when you're dealing with the pain. And you wanna keep your head up but instead you let it hang. Cause life will bring you down, beat you to the ground. Take away your smile and replace it with a frown. I know what it's like when all your colors turn to gray. And you gotta keep on fighting just to make it through the day. When you fall and skin your knee, you gotta get back on your bicycle. Don't be hanging on to stuff that happened a long time ago. If I didn't know it, then I wouldn't be saying it. This is for my people everywhere that can relate to this. Crazy old world that we're living in. It'll have a fight of feeling like giving in. When you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down, down. Do you see what's on the news and the conditions that we're living in? No dinner for the hungry, no future for the children. Like everybody's going back to being primitive. There's people trying to make a change for governments and killing them. Kids are dropping out to be a stripper or a criminal. All they ever really end up being is a prisoner. Every 30 seconds there's a murder going down. And the killer's on the loose and probably will never be found. It's only getting worse, people live in fear. I've seen a lot of things that made me shed a lot of tears. Everything I've been through has only made me strong. But it's wearing on me heavy, so I release on a song. Put your hands up to the ceiling if you've been to where the bottom's at. If you ever fell behind but fought it off and brought it back. If I didn't know it, then I wouldn't be saying it. This is for my people everywhere that can relate to this. Crazy old world that we're living in. It'll have a fight of feeling like giving in. When you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down, down.
All right, that was Jason F. out of Eastern Washington with his piece, Back on the Bike. Eleanor, I think that piece has a great, great message on life. You know, and I think that if you really, really pay attention to the words, you know, it's a great song actually to go out of 2011 with. You know, there are obstacles that we're always going to face, you know, and we can cave into it. You know, or we can empower ourselves and say, you know what, we can get through this. You know, if you have a faith in God, you can say, you know, God is by my side. He's carrying me through this storm.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking about. You know, is set your sight on that goal, you know, and just go for it. And like Patrick would say and Stephen would say, you know, you would be no worse off by trying it. You know, but staying still and not doing anything. And so I would definitely challenge anybody, you know, to just move forward, you know, get back up and get on that bike again, you know, and don't cave into the negatives that are going to come at you, because negative things in all reality are going to come at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of being empowered in how we handle it. So with that said, I'm going to bring in my friend. I see he called in and raised his hand. So, Mr. Patrick Domino, how are you, my friend?
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and everything in between. How you doing?
Oh, we know you don't know what time
it is. Hello, Patrick.
You know my sleep schedule. I'm all over the place.
So what's going on with you, sir?
I accept your challenge.
Oh, so you do. You heard that. You woke up.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, actually, I was trying to call while y'all was doing that, and I was trying to get through on the phone. My phone kept messing up.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But that's a good idea. I wouldn't mind at all. I love collaborating.
All right. You know? All right. So I'm just going to write a piece just for you to produce.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me, you know, what type of atmosphere
you want.
No.
See, I'm going to write the words.
So you want to do
you're
like
the creative one, right?
50.
I'm going to write the words, right? And then
okay.
I'm going to record my voice, and I'm going to
okay.
send you my voice, and then you get to put music behind it.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. So Erica and Eleanor and, you know, Jazzy and, you know, Ruby and Jason, you know, Quiet Storm, everybody in the chat room that I know is listening to the show, and I can see that there are other people listening. Okay, you heard this. Patrick Domino is going to produce a spoken word piece for Lady Flava in 2012.
All right.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay.
Early 2012. We ain't going to make them wait all year.
Oh, I know. Kind of like what I'm doing with this, kind of like what I'm doing with the Flava coffee thing, huh? I know.
They'll have it for summer, put it that way.
I know it. I've had that piece at least 4 months.
Yeah,
you
know, I remember when you first read it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know. I'm going to do it, and then I'll get right at it and figure out what topic I want to write about for you, Patrick.
Okay. I'm wide open.
Uh-oh.
I want to say also,
uh-oh.
I just want to say to Mr. Jason that song, the message in that song, it's great. And
yes, it was.
You know, just a positive message to wake up the knuckleheads,
mm-hmm.
you know, out there wasting their life and wasting our time. You know, it's good to hear something positive.
It is. And you could understand everything he said.
Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate you saying that, Eleanor, because I think that sometimes that is my challenge when it comes to certain hip-hop artists, is not really being able to understand and grasp,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole concept and everything of what they're doing. And clearly you can hear Jason's words,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that the beat and everything that goes along, you know, the style, the singing, the vocals, like everything just really, really works.
And you can understand every single word.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
A lot of times you hear a lot of, by the time they get all the yo and the nays and the na na ooh, and you'd be like, what did he say before that?
Well, and a lot of it is just repeat.
Right.
You know,
no.
But
yep.
It's good to hear a positive message and
yes.
good music. You
yes.
know, it was a great
yeah.
song overall. The message
yeah,
is just
yeah.
icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think that the pieces that Jason has sent me, you know, are amazing. And I'm just thrilled. I really, really am thrilled. And I thank you, Jason, so much from the bottom of my heart for, you know, joining the movement. I'm so very excited. You know, Eleanor, who's on the phone, and Patrick and Jason and so many others are members of the Flava News movement. And, you know, I'm just really excited about where we can go together. You know, this is not about Lady Flava and Flava News.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is about the artists and trying to find those avenues of getting you guys out there, you know, beyond, your general network that you have. And, you know, God is blessing me, you know, in opening up the doors from 24-hour radio stations wanting me to host to allowing me to send music to, you know, even, well, at AM radio stations.
Right.
You know, are allowing me to send music, you know, to them to play. And so there's so many benefits to, you know, joining the movement. I had somebody accuse me of payola, you know, and I'm like, are you serious? $1 a month? You're going to accuse me of you know, payola? And I was like, there's so much more to it than just having your music played on the radio stations. You know, as I get the computer system squared away and I'm able to go on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore and KLSL Liquid Soul out of the Pacific Northwest. And that particular station does pay royalties. Fat Jams 93.11, which is the hip-hop station, sister station to KLSL, plays royalties to them, Reddings Radio in the UK. You know, so not only will you be heard on Flava News Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, but you'll also be heard on 24-hour internet radio stations. And, you know, with the potential of, you know, depending on the style of music and as my connections grow with at least the AM stations, you know, you could be heard there. You know, I will feature you in my newsletters. You know, I will, you know, you could have a whole page, you know, on Flava News and be featured in the artist spotlight. You can, if you have something to advertise, whether it's a website, whether it's an album, a book, you know, art, you know, there's a couple of artists that have joined the movement that have side businesses, you know, and so they've sent their advertisements for those side businesses. If you've got videos, you know, that you want to be featured, you know, if you've got a press release, if you've got an event with a flyer, you know, I mean, all of those things. If you're a member of Flava News, please send them to me to radio@flavanews.com because I will put you on the site. And you might think I'm just posting on Facebook, but I'm not. I'm posting on about six other sites too. And so, you know, I'm trying in my way to get you out there beyond, you know, your networks, you know, even beyond who I think my networks are. You would be amazed who has listened to these radio shows and has reached out to me, you know, after the fact. It's just like, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, and it just, you know, shows, you know, when you stay consistent, you know, I guess they like my personality and how I do my shows. And things like that. You know, I've just connected with a great guy, John T. over in the UK, who does an online radio show, video show. And so you can actually see him at his, you know, he's got the whole setup like a DJ, you know, with the turntables and everything. I mean, he's just amazing. And he's willing.
But he does it with a live camera?
Yeah, he does it off of Skype, I think. And no, he does it off a Ustream, but it's great. You know, it's so much fun watching him and then hearing the music that he's playing. And so, you know, just finding those connections and reaching out and showing support to other radio stations for me has then opened up the door that they have, you know, agreed to let me send music, you know, to them. And so I'm just really excited, you know, about, you know, what's going to take place here in 2012. But, you know, before we run out of time, Patrick, because, you know, I can talk, and Patrick, for some reason, likes to hear me talk. I guess he likes my ghetto voice or something. You know, he likes the listening parties when I do the listening parties, you know, and he always lets me know, you know, the great music that I played or whatever. But for some reason, he likes to hear me talk. So I've been talking tonight, huh, Patrick?
Yeah.
So are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now I want to hear you talk, now that we got that out of the way, you know, and, you know, Miss Erica, she's going to just stay on, you know, all of us about, you know, what we're working on. See, Erica says she's a witness, you know, to scoring Lady Flavor's written piece.
I saw that.
So, you know, Yeah, you know, and you know Erica. I think you got a taste of Erica by now. She is definitely going to stay on us, Patrick, that we do this piece together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she's
so now that
shorter.
We got, so we got that out of the way. So, Patrick, what are your feelings about 2011 and going into 2012?
Well, 2011 was a blessing for me in many ways. A lot of obstacles to get over, but nothing to knock me down, you know. And to a lot of people that don't know, you know, I can say it, it's nothing. I am a cancer survivor from 2011, and I'm ready for 2012.
All right.
And I'm working on my next CD as I speak. I just started laying tracks today, as a matter of fact, and it should be done by March. And I've already got the title for it. It's going to be titled 2 Degrees Left.
And I like that.
Totally different. There's going to be a whole different twist on it.
Okay.
And but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very exciting. It's like I just got all kind of vibes coming from God through me right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just feel
wonderful.
Good.
Good.
And I want to say something else. I want to get out there, and I really need you to start seeing yourself as an artist, because you are an artist. What you do is not something anybody can do.
That's true.
You know, you have your own radio show that you host. You support us. You promote us. Everybody can't do that. You know, so what you do is an art form.
Okay, so I accept that as being an artist, as far as being on the radio and waving my leopard pom-pom. So I'll accept that as being an artist.
Yes. You are a true artist. So, you know, don't sell yourself short.
That's right.
Aww. Okay,
and we appreciate you and we love you. So you keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, so, you know, I tell you this, you know, Patrick, all the time, and Eleanor has heard me say it, you know, and others, sincerely. You know, I would not have the popularity that I have if I was playing artists that were just subpar. I feel, in my honest opinion, I feel that I have connected with some amazing, amazing talents and very, very diverse talents. You know, I know that most radio show hosts will play maybe one or two genres, right? I will mix up some alternative, some spoken words, some R&B, some jazz, some funk, you know, all in one show.
European
for some reason,
blend, everything.
You know, exactly. You know, and so in my opinion, it works. You know, it works for me. Now, if somebody wanted to tell me, you know, Flava, that really doesn't work, you playing like 6-7 different genres in one show, I'm open for that. But for
you
some
know
reason,
what it reminds, you know what it reminds me? I don't mean to cut you off, but it reminds me of the radio stations back in the late 70s where you would put on your top 40 station and you would hear Neil Sedaka. Then they would play Van Halen. Then they would play Olivia Newton-John. Then they would play the Bee Gees. Then they would play Jimi Hendrix, you know. But they were all great songs.
Right.
And that's what it was. And I find myself listening, especially, you know, you're getting more and more people coming in as they find out about you. And I find myself listening more and more to the artists just coming through you.
Right.
That's where I'm finding my new music to listen to.
Well, and let me just put this out there, too. This is one of my other, you know, methods of my madness when it comes to my playlist, when I do the listening parties. I have a really, really interesting and global listenership. And I've got a lot of people that come back and listen to the archives. I have a big following out of Africa and out of Europe, you know, into South America. And, you know, and I've gotten great feedback, especially from my international listeners, because they'll let you know, what they think. I actually get messages. But the reason why I kind of do the gumbo pot thing is that, you know what, somebody may not be into hip-hop, right? You know, but they might hear something from, you know, Jason F. or Nolte, you know, two of the newer, you know, members of the movement, and say, you know what, I kind of dig that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, you know, they hear some R&B that they've never heard before. They hear some, you know, rock out of Germany, you know. And so it's kind of giving them an exposure to a melting pot of talents and genres that they may have not ever thought about exposing themselves to on their own. And cool. And I think it just kind of works. You know, of course I do from time to time, you know, do a select type of genre, you know, on a show. Whether it be a 15-minute set or whether it be, you know, a listening party or whatever. And those are fun to do, too, because just seeing the diversity within one type of genre, I like that. You know, I've had this conversation with you, Patrick. It's really kind of sad that when I did go to, you know, a members only, a lot of the jazz artists did not join. And I used to do a jazz show every Sunday. And I don't have enough jazz music to do a jazz show. I have enough jazz music to do a 15-minute set, you know, because the artists that I have enough music to be able to give, you know, eight artists 15 minutes. But I don't have enough to do, you know, an hour to two-hour show of just jazz. And I kind of miss that. And so I'm hoping to find a way, you know, to connect with some jazz artists to be able to grow, you know, that section, you know, on my music board. But, you know, this has just really, really been a great experience. And yes, yay, Nolte. Nolte is an artist that is out of Oakland, California, I believe, and Erica Reed in my chat room. She works very, very closely with Nolte. So, yeah, yay, Nolte. But We've only got about 10 minutes left in the show. This may go over into the archives. If anybody wants to call in and join in on the conversation, please do so now. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Or if you want to just listen to the rest of the show, if this does go into the archives, you know, just call in. You don't have to raise your hand. You can just listen to Eleanor and Patrick and I continue this conversation.
Well, I'm not going to be, you know what,
okay.
I'm going to have to go right now.
It's late where you are, and I know it's late where Patrick is, too.
Yeah, and but I really enjoyed the show, and to everybody out there, I'm going to say goodnight to you all.
All right.
And I'll be talking to you soon. Well.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Good night.
Yeah,
good
night.
Thank
you so much,
good
night, Eleanor.
Patrick. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. So Patrick, besides, you know, this new album that you're going to be working on in 2012 and then producing a spoken word piece for me in 2012, what else do you see or do you have goals for anything beyond that for the year?
Well, as, you know, just the collaboration that you brought up, is that's one thing that I had set for myself, is I wanted to do more collaborations, either with established artists or with artists that are just starting out, you know, just to get into the new mix of musicians that are coming up and about, and also connecting with some of the older ones that's on the same vibe as I'm on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just get the more creative writing to where, I guess, to where I'm not doing everything, to where I can relax a little bit and just, you know, put a little bit in here and there, you know, with my bass parts or something, and, you know, and let everybody else put their flavor into it and, you know, just come up with a good mix on something instead of it all just, and with me trying to create everything, you know. Because it can be a challenge not to be stale when you do everything yourself.
Okay.
Because you try not to repeat
you know, from what you did on the last CD. Or a lot of times you'll think you have a great idea and you're like, oh, that's an idea I had on the last one. I don't know, you know. So a lot of times you want to collaborate with others just to freshen your mind, you know.
I understand. And I think that opens up the doors for so many more possibilities, you know.
Definitely.
In connecting, yeah. You know, that way. So,
because I do a lot of writing, because I've got songs that call for female jazz artists, female R&B artists, hip hop, male artists. You know, I've got a number of styles of music that I write. I just write it as it comes out. It doesn't mean I necessarily use it.
Ah, interesting.
But
okay.
When it comes, I write it.
Mhm.
You know.
Well, you know, I know artists. I know jazz vocalists. I know R&B singers.
Yeah.
You know, I know hip-hop people. I know spoken word people, you know. So we might have to hook you up, my friend.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, the possibilities are honestly endless. And I think that's what I find so exciting, Patrick, going into 2012. I honestly feel like there's just so many possibilities. You know, and I believe that God is just really, really, you know, opening the doors for, you know, me to walk through and to walk through with so many of you, you know. And I'm just, I don't know if you've been able to tell a change in my attitude in the last week or so, you know, but I just feel great. I really do. I feel great. I had an amazing, you know, meeting with Terrell Dorsey, who's the founder of Unleash the Brilliance, a youth organization, you know, out of the Pacific Northwest yesterday. That was just really, really wonderful. And, you know, the week before, I had a great meeting with Zifri and Jace from Black Stacks. And I have this great coffee shop here in Seattle. Y'all just need to come out to Seattle. It kind of reminds me of Flava Coffee House, and I'm going to turn this into my meeting place and stuff. It's just something that feels good, and it's 4 blocks from where I live, so I can walk there. Kimora was just so good last week when I went and had a meeting with her Uncle Jace and stuff. You know, but that's another thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to start having some meetings away from my my home. And just really, really get down to business and making some things happen. And, you know, really, I'm now, you know, I thought that God wanted me to connect with a certain person, and now I'm thinking God wanted me to connect with a different person. And I think that's the challenge is, you know, knowing which direction God is wanting you to go. You know, I think that, you know, we can, you know, just, you know, I think that if you're a Christian and you have a faith in God, you know, that we don't always understand the signs,
exactly.
You know, and I think that we need to pay attention because I just knew God wanted me to connect with this one person. I just did. Patrick, I knew it.
Because it's like when we try to read into it as humans, it kind of distorts the true message in a way.
Exactly.
And we might miss it, you know.
And then, you know, here it is. I walk into this coffee shop and, you know, meet somebody else and just like on a big scale of where I need to go, you know, and the type of help and mentoring and all of that. And he's interested, you know. And it is somebody I didn't know. I mean, I knew him by face, but I didn't know him before, and I didn't know what he did for a living.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, wow, that's just, like, so big to me. But let me bring in another caller before the show runs out.
Hey, all
lady,
right.
My sister Leah, how
Hi.
Are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am so excited, my friend.
I know. I'm doing all right. It's just been a long year.
Okay. So what are your thoughts about, you know, going out of 2011 and going into 2012?
I think it's, this is, I feel so good about it. I mean, I just, you know, the new year, something about it, I don't know why it always happens this way, but when the new year is coming in, it's like, you know, you're leaving all, everything, all craziness, all mess, everything behind.
Sure.
You're making, and it's, right. it's a new beginning, right, you know?
Right.
You're doing things, you're making, you know, I don't know, you're just making more of an adjustment in your life, you know, and you're getting things done, and you make all these plans, and then, you know, I don't know, something about the plans I made before this this year here that's going out, it just didn't seem right, you know, it just didn't work out, but something about this new year that's coming in, it seems like it's going to work, especially working with Stephen, you know, it's amazing, you know, working with him, it's just great, such an amazing man.
Right. So for those of you that are listening in the chat room and listening live, just to let you know, the show is going to go dead here in about a minute. So
okay.
I want to thank everybody who did tune in to listen to the show live, to those that actually come back and check out the archives. And when you come back and check out the archives, you'll be able to hear the ending of this conversation with Patrick and Leah Henderson. So thank you so much, and if I do not connect with you before the year is out, I'm wishing you many, many blessings in 2012. Go in, leave all the negative and all of that behind in 2011, and just go in fresh. You know, go in
yes.
with a pure heart and just fresh and determined, and make your move. You know, identify what you need to do and make your move. So, so Patrick, this is Leah Henderson. I played her track earlier in the show called Step Into This Love, and she's produced by SJF Music.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, nice to meet you.
You too.
So another thing, Patrick, that I wanted to tell you is that through Leah, not only with her being a spoken word artist out of the Pacific Northwest, she has brought into the Flava News movement a rock band out of Poland.
Yeah, I've been hearing them. I like them.
Yeah, so that's really, really exciting. So,
yeah.
So what can we expect from you, and what can we expect from GTC come 2012, Leah?
I wrote three songs for them because they're, like I say, you know, they're practicing everything in English now.
Okay.
So, because they're trying to sell their music over here in the USA, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can't sell it when they're singing really like that. I mean, I'm sure there's probably Polish people here in the USA that will buy their music if they like them, but I'm saying that it's more easier if they can sing in English for us.
Sure, I understand.
So, the three songs that I've written for them, I might be singing to one or two of them with them.
Okay.
And so it's getting kind of hard because I'm working with Stephen and then I'm working with them.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to, you know, work with my book. I'm trying to, you know, it's like three projects here I'm dealing with.
Right. Right.
So my book, you know, it is finished, but I just put it on the back burner to work with Stephen. But then the GTC band came in, and then I just started working with them. So I'm trying to bounce back and forth.
Okay. So I imagine that's pretty challenging for you.
Right, to make everybody happy. I want to get a CD out with Stephen, a CD, and I know that if I do sing with the GTC band, I do want one of the songs that I may be singing on my CD with, you know, that Stephen's going to produce.
Okay.
Sounds like it's going to be a great year for you.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's definitely going to be challenging.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so I definitely would suggest to you to find your way of, you know, setting your priorities and setting boundaries, you know, to make it all work so you don't stress out and just come to hate it.
I
think that's the hard thing. I you know, I know that you don't want to get to the point of being so frustrated, you know, that it's, you know, stressing you out. You know, because even like with myself, and this was a great year for me to learn some of those lessons. You know, I had to figure out what was really working for me and what was making me happy. And then I had to let go of other things. and stuff, you know, because I realized I couldn't do it all by myself. And trying to do all these great ideas, my daughter was talking about it today. Mama, do you remember how you would just like trying to do everything? You know,
yeah,
and
right.
You were all
you
over the place. Spreading
yourself thin.
Yeah, and then I finally had to say, you know what, I can't do that. You know, so I would just definitely, you know, suggest to you to find your way of where it always feels good and worthwhile.
Well, I'm tired, you know, because I have my, you know, I have other, you know, my life, you know, besides
right.
music and all this other stuff, and I'm just tired, and I do get upset about it because I can't, because I just want to get it done, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, because your recording is not one session, you know what I mean? It's like 5, 10, 11, whatever, you know.
Yeah. And then you can't just get a nice pace for yourself, set your own pace, and
right.
let everybody else know what your schedule is. That way you're not getting pushed and pulled and tugged in every direction and getting burned out to where you don't enjoy it anymore.
Right, you're right. Stephen's been pretty he's been pretty helpful. He's been relaxed, kicked back, waiting for me to send him some more pieces to him.
Yeah, they said he's very patient. That's what I've heard.
He really is. No, sincerely.
I like that.
You know,
I like
he
that.
He is an amazing, kind man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can tell when he's frustrated. But he's just really, really kind, and he's Patrick. He has to be one of the most patient,
you know,
people that I know.
In this industry, you have to be patient if you really think about it. You can't force art.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whether you're painting, singing, playing music, writing poetry, that you can't force it. It's going to come when it wants to come. So
yeah,
if you
right.
be impatient, you're going to drive yourself nuts.
So I just tell him, work with the other crew. Everybody
right.
can go first.
Okay. Well, you know what? If it's not something that's a rush for you, I think that's okay. You know, but it is, if it is something that you're wanting to do and you're putting
mm-hmm.
what you're wanting to do on the back burner for others, I would definitely encourage you to reevaluate that. But if you are okay with putting your projects on the back burner, then, you know, then that's okay, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, like writing a song or writing a poem, you know, I mean, that comes pretty easy for me. That part
okay.
does. Okay. So all I do is I hear the music and then I'm like, then the words start flowing. But
mm-hmm.
It's the recording. It's the, you know, trying to get, like I heard it earlier, you know, getting it right, the delivery of what you're saying.
Okay.
Are you going to rap it? Are you going to sing it? Because when someone sends me a song to sing to, rap to, or whatever, I'm just saying it's like you. I know I can't. It's a tune that I can't rap to, or it's a tune I can't speak to. So you got to
uh-huh.
choose which. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that. And so and. Someone else sent me another. Well, somebody else sent me another. A lot of people are emailing me saying they want to collaborate. You know, collaboration is a lot of work. I mean, I can't collaborate with all these people.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I think that you need to be comfortable and say, you know, that's not going to work right now with everything that I've got going on, or however you would word it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I think that that's something that you're going to have to, you know, get to the point of being comfortable with, because, you know, the two pieces that you have out by SJF Music, they're quality pieces, Leah, you know, and so it's very attractive to think, you know, gosh, I would really like to do something with that woman, you know, with that artist. And so it's okay to say no, you know, that's just not, you know, in the stars.
Well, like you said, you're not,
right now.
You know, you said that you wasn't, really, I mean, you said you wasn't really into the spoken word, but, you know, I heard your piece before, and I like it. It's really nice. It's you know, it's just amazing, and you speak it well. But I'm not really a spoken word artist either. I'd rather write books and articles and
okay.
things like that.
Okay.
But when I met Stephen, then that's when I start thinking about, okay, maybe I can try this. Maybe I can speak my poetry. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean?
Okay.
I can try it. It was just something I was doing on the side to show my readers one day or my audience.
Okay. Sure.
What else the author does.
Okay. So then, you know, let me ask you this. Is it something that you feel good and want to do, or is it just kind of like a passing thing for you?
Now I'm very serious about it.
Okay.
And with the GTC band, you know, the rock group, you know, it's like, okay, a black girl singing to rock.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling them that, you know, I was like, because they're like, well, can you sing with us or whatever? I was like, well, I says a black girl singing to rock. He said they was like, well. Tina Turner,
more black people out there doing rock, Leah.
It's not as unusual as you think. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. There are.
Is
know?
This?
So, yeah.
I haven't seen. I don't know if it's Little Wayne or somebody that's doing, like, starting to do rock with, you know. I don't know too many black women that do rock music. Do you?
I don't know them, but I bet you the last
woman, I guess, would have been like Tina Turner was the last one
right.
to really embrace it.
Right.
Right.
Well,
right.
But I'm sure that there are, you know, if you go to YouTube or something, I don't know what you would put in. I don't know if
yeah,
you would
right.
actually say black, you know, female rock artist or something, but, you know, you never know. You might be able to do that. I'm sure you would probably be able to put it into Google or something
right.
and come up with it. But I think that, you know, it's really kind of interesting when it comes to genres of music. You know, I think a lot of them are identified by a certain ethnicity. And it's not necessarily the case anymore. You know, it's just like Jason F., who was in the chat room tonight, you know, he's white. And, you know, from Eastern Washington, you know, and stuff. And I think he does an amazing job with hip-hop, you know, as an
mm-hmm,
MC,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, there are other, you know, artists that are soul singers, you know, where, you know, back in the day it was considered, you know, majority black artists, you know, sang soul or sang R&B. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I think that the genres have definitely become very, very diversified, you know, with the type of artists, you know, that appreciate and perform it, you know. So, yeah, I think there are more out there, Leah, than you may really realize.
Just about who you are, being true to
yeah.
yourself, that's all it is.
Right, right. I will sing to it.
Because, like, I was... Southern Lady Flavor earlier, you know, I play everything. Growing
right.
up, I grew up playing rock music. I grew up playing punk
All right.
I grew up playing death metal. I grew up playing top 40. I played
wow.
every style of music you could think of. And
oh,
it comes
wow.
off in my writing. And I actually
okay.
got into jazz music. It was like my meditation. And that's how
oh,
I
wow.
ventured into jazz.
Nice.
And
well,
then
we did
I started studying jazz and playing jazz, and I just fell in love with it, and I've never looked back since. You know,
well,
I used to play, you know, top 40 bands, rock bands, metal bands, and, you know, I've played in everything. You know, I've even played in one country band, you know. So.
Oh, my
just,
gosh.
It's just a lover of music. I love music.
You know, one day, Leah, I am going to have Patrick on as a feature, because I think that he has an amazing story, you know, to tell.
Wow.
And especially when it comes to his music and his life, you know. But he's lived all over the country and, you know, into Germany, right, Patrick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You know, so he's been exposed to, you know, different cultures and different regions, you know, and different, you know, environments and all of that. So I think that with that exposure, you know, he's brought it into his music that's caused it to be so extremely unique. And I think that you can definitely, you know, feel that in certain artists that have had that opportunity, you know, to be exposed to a variety of music, you know, and a variety of cultures and stuff. And so,
Wow.
No, I agree with Patrick. I think, you know, go for it. If it feels good, if it's fun, if it's exciting to you, you know, go for it and
don't
own
hold yourself
it, you know?
Back.
Yeah.
Don't hold yourself back.
Well, I didn't
back
know,
at all.
But they made me their band manager.
Okay. I don't know how you how I'm
and
not
I told
sure how
Stephen,
you
and Stephen was like
from. I'm not sure
Stephen
how
said,
you can manage a band that's in
I
Poland,
know.
But okay.
Right now I was like, so they had me all on their sites and everything, you know, Leah Henderson band manager, USA band manager. And I told Stephen, Steve was like, what? He says, how are you going to do this? I said, I don't
right.
know.
But so that shows, but, that's good. That shows that they have a lot of trust in you.
Yeah.
Hey,
a lot
is?
Of faith in you and a lot of trust in you.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Okay.
That's a good vibe.
Well, you know, and obviously,
since you've been over in Germany, you know, different, you know, you're not too
well,
far from
and
there.
Obviously, the language barrier obviously is not an issue.
There's the drummer and the bass player. This bass player speaks more English than the drummer, but the drummer does speak some English.
Okay.
It's just the girl and the other two guitar players is the one that don't really speak English at all. So, but she is the song that I've written, which is called "Far Away." Is
mm-hmm.
She's going? They've been practicing every day, you know, in the English version. And so when they send it to me, then I'll listen to it, and then I'll let them know if you know if the words is you know being pronounced right.
Oh, okay. So I as GTC's band manager, I would really, really suggest that they get a fan page.
A fan page. They do
on
have
Facebook.
A fan page. They do.
On Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Okay, they need a picture. That's what it's missing, right? They don't have a picture
yeah.
up.
No, they don't have one. So when I type
so
in search and I put GTC in, then it comes up.
Right, that's right, because I did look them up, and they didn't have a picture. But I would really encourage you to really build up that page, you know, and as they have music or as they have, you know, if they have videos or whatever, you know, start posting them and start building, you know, their fan base, you know, here in America. And
yeah,
and
I know,
because
they're on
you know?
Reverb, you know, right? And
mm-hmm.
they're on MySpace, and they're on Twitter. So, I mean, and they gave me, you know, their passwords and all that stuff, too, so I can go into Twitter and go into MySpace and do a lot of, you know, posting or whatever for them. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but
I've been
like if you set up the Facebook page, get that done, and you can just link to all of them through Reverb Nation. That's what I do. And
right.
anything you post on Reverb will go to every site right then. You don't have to go
yeah.
to each site to post.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, it's one of the things that I had talked to Patrick about, you know, in the past is, you know, people are very visual.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know that I'm very visual, you know, so I think that, you know, like the videos that that Stephen does, they're well done and they're very attractive, you know, and so they kind of draw you in. And I think that when you have something visual to identify with somebody's music, it starts creating that brand, you know, for them. And you want something that's going to draw people in and remember them.
Right.
You know, or whatever. So, like, for instance, with myself, you know, everybody, if you know me or have really encountered me, you know I love leopard print. So I bet you that there are people, when they're out and about and they see something leopard print, I bet you a lot of them think of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But that's part of my brand, right?
Right.
So it's something you identify with myself, you know, as I talk about leopard pom-poms or being an artist cheerleader or whatever. And so I think that you've got to find that creative way to just really kind of stand out and say, you know, hey, this is my sound, this is, you know, my look, or this is my logo, or this is my whatever, you know, and start putting a face. So I think that's what threw me off when I went to GTC's page is that they didn't have a default picture.
Well, I just put GTC in, and then like one came up without a picture then, but one came up to where they have like 1,100 friends, and it's GTC Rock Band, and that came up, and that's another page
okay.
too. if you put in search, okay. GTC.
Okay.
But, okay, as far as being a band manager, it's like, okay, I understand that as a band manager, the basic, you would have to get a, I've written ASCAP and talked to them, and, you know, they emailed me back, and they were like, yeah, they can sign up with ASCAP, so they make sure they get paid and they start selling over here in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a label. You know, as a band manager, that's your job to, you know, find the label for you, for the band. You know, so there's a lot.
Create,
I know there's...
Well, the band manager, I mean, there's so much more to being a band manager, and there are a lot of people who don't want to be band managers.
I know that.
Because there's a lot of work that has to go into it, and you don't get paid up front. A band manager gets paid behind. You know,
mm-hmm.
a publicist, a promoter, a marketer, they get paid up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
a band manager gets paid after the fact. And so one of the things that I have learned, you know, over the last couple of years in talking to managers or people who attempted it and decided not to do it is that you have to really, really believe in the artist. You
right.
have to just know. I mean, it's something you are so passionate about that you're willing to put the work in.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and you have to realize that you may have to put up money of your
mm-hmm.
own to make
right.
some things happen for those artists and this and that. And so I really would encourage you to go to a website. Oh, gosh, let me think about it now, what it's called. It's called, like, it's a music. I'll try to find my bookmark on it.
Yeah, you can email me on Facebook and just give me a link.
It's a website that really extensively talks about the different parts of the music industry and what it really
okay.
entails, you know, and, you know, who, you know, what type of personalities will make it work and what type of personalities, you know, won't make it work and this and that. And they've got mainstream people talking about it, you know, people who've worked for the main, you know, record labels and publishers and publicists and all of that give, you know, their input by video. And so, again, that it's that visual thing for me. If I had to sit there and go through and read stuff, I probably
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be drawn to this particular site.
Right.
But because, you know, you can go on there and, you know, watch videos of these people talking about these different things in the industry. It's really, really helpful. But I definitely would encourage you to research what a manager does.
Yeah, I will.
You know, and,
it's like,
you
I don't know why
so
they did that. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Well, I mean, it's something obviously.
We want you to be our band manager, you know. It's
right.
like, really.
But obviously it's something you chose to accept. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to.
Well, singing with them or writing songs for them, I mean,
right.
you know, just, you know, with them doing that. So.
Right.
That's
You know, and I think that you can set boundaries with that, too. You know, do you
mm-hmm.
want to be a manager or is it, you know, once you identify and know what that means,
mm-hmm.
You know, identify if that's something you really want to do. Or you say, you know, I can't do that, but I'm willing to do this.
Right.
You know, or whatever, you know. So,
right.
I mean, nobody can make you do something that you don't want to do.
No.
You know,
no.
I've been asked to manage artists too. And I've got a lot of connections around the world, you know, especially right now. You know, but I don't feel
yes.
I have the skills and I don't feel I have the right connections to manage anybody. You know,
right.
and so
right.
I won't do it. You know, that's why I call myself the artist cheerleader. Because I don't want to put myself in a box and say, oh, I'm a publicist, I'm a promoter.
Right.
You know, yet I do those type of things. You know?
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, I know what you mean, yes.
I don't want to put myself and be identified as any particular type of support, you know, personnel in this industry. You know, so I leave it vague by just saying, you know, I'm the artist cheerleader. You know, so... I think that, Leah, you know, just really identify, you know, what it is that that you want to do, you're willing to do, you know, for yourself, for GTC and whomever, you know, else that you're working with or collaborating with, and just be okay with it, you know?
Right, right, right. I mean, of course, I just want to, I do want to get the CD that I want to put out. I want it to be a mixture of jazz, rock, and spoken, you know, words. So I do want a mixture on my CD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want just to do spoken word. I just want to mix it up because I don't know who might like what, you know. I want to be able to reach
right.
different audience. You
I
know
love
what I mean?
That. I love that. I think that's great. And I know that there was a message that was kind of going back and forth with Jason F. This was actually before he joined the movement. And, you know, some were kind of criticizing, like, his kind of being diverse in his style of hip-hop and
oh.
all of that. And,
oh, wow.
And I thought, you know what? I'm like, you know, I think if that's something that's feels good and right to you, I think diversity is so beautiful. And I think that if an artist can work that out where they feel comfortable and you know, flipping the script and switching it up and it works, they do it well, I think that's amazing to experience that out of one artist. There are clearly,
yeah.
you know, other artists that are going to have that one just niche, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
their flavor. And you just know that when you experience them, no matter what you're going to have, that's what you're going to experience. And that's cool, too. But I think when somebody
right.
really can pull it off, I think that's a beautiful thing. What do you think, Patrick?
Yeah, because you don't know what to expect next instead of just
yeah.
expecting the next
exactly.
season.
Exactly. Exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
And even when you
I
get the CD, you don't know what to expect on the CD.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so you sit and you just listen, and you listen. You don't just
yeah.
put it on and let it play. You actually listen to it.
Right.
yeah,
because
I
you
love
know,
that.
You know, you're not going to like every song on a CD. You know what I'm saying? Every song that Michael Jackson brought out, I mean, I didn't like every song on there, but I mean, I like most of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, but I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I want to mix it up, you know. So, like I said, so you can. Cause when I write a book, I mean, basically you're targeting one audience because everybody's not going to be into the Twilight or you know,
exactly,
or into The Exorcist, whatever. I mean, everybody's not going to be into that movie, but I'm
yeah.
saying, but that's the difference with music and songwriting is that you can reach a different audience if you just have a mixture on your CD.
Sure.
And especially if you're doing it from the heart, you're not doing it to please people. You're doing it because that's what you truly feel.
Right.
Because
yeah.
you're...
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can do any style of music, and it's going to come through whether you're feeling it or not. Anybody can
mm-hmm.
play music. You can get
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of musicians together to play music. But when you get a group of guys together that are feeling it and they're jamming on it, you can tell the difference.
Right. yeah,
anybody
right.
can play a chord. Anybody can play a chord.
That's right. Anybody. Right.
And I agree with you, Patrick. I think, you know, I love the way that you described it, you know, because if you, at least for me, if I experience art and I'm just really not sure, you know, what it is going to be like, I think that's so exciting for me. And when I think I got it figured out right, and then something else pops out, that's exciting to me. you know, literature that keeps me on my toes, that has twists and turns, I love that. So I love that same type of anticipation, you know, from music too. And so I agree. I I'm excited, Leah. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I am so excited.
It's gonna be good.
I mean, I love their tunes. I love their. I mean, they do everything live. I mean, they've been in concerts. They want to come to concert. They want to come here to the USA to do concerts. You know, I mean, they have to get known first in English. You know what I mean? And by you playing
mm-hmm.
their music,
sure.
that's good too. You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, I love playing their music because, I even though I don't understand, you and I would laugh about the fact we don't understand what they're saying, right? But you can, you know, the beautiful thing, again, about art is that even though we don't understand it, you can tell that it's well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can still feel it.
Yeah.
Someone
talking
another language, you can feel what they're talking about.
Right.
That's what we were talking about. And like you said,
another night is that a lot of the new music has no emotions whatsoever in it, and that's why the music industry is going so badly down. It's like all the underground music is the music that has emotion.
They're trying to duplicate. You know, I mean, it's like
I think it's getting lazy. Once they start sampling, because R&B artists are sampling. That's sad.
Right.
Once you go to sampling, there's no artistry involved. You don't have to do anything.
I know.
You don't have to put effort into it. All you got to do is steal somebody else's music, sample it, make it your own, and say you wrote it.
I appreciate you saying that because I did challenge a young man on Facebook because he put out new mainstream artist should I do a remix to or something? and so I stupidly I went and posted on his post and said, what about doing something original?
Because I know a couple of Lordy,
did I get attacked by the hip hop community? And they were like, no, if you want to get known, you need to do something over Drake's music or you need to do something over, you know, this, that and the other, and I'm like, really? Oh, I've got a whole bunch of things that are original, Lady Flava, but that's not how you're going to get known. You have to get known by doing something that somebody knows already. I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
I guess
he doesn't realize that what he's copying is somebody else's original form.
Yeah.
They didn't copy that from somebody else. Well, some of them did. I hate to say that. Even some of the major artists copied it from an artist from the 70s.
Right. Sure.
But there's still some producers out there that create their own music.
Well, this is why copyright
for
hip-hop is important,
artists.
Right?
Yeah.
Copyright
that's why
is
I,
really
I know a few hip-hop, rappers and stuff like that, and I tell them all, friends or family, I tell them, you're not sampling my music. Because I had a couple of them approach me about it. I said, no.
Okay.
It's not about money. I busted my ass writing my music. You're not going to sample it and call it yours. No.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why I got to copyright everything.
I will create
music. And that is important.
Oh, definitely. That's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
Once you write copyright.
And take the whole CD and copyright the whole CD instead of individual tracks, because you'll be paying the same amount for the individual tracks as you would be for the whole CD.
No, actually, it's one set price the way I do mine.
No,
and
I'm saying, baby, that I'm saying if if somebody sent in one track, right, they would pay the same price as if they sent in a whole CD.
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, wait till you're completely done. Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I'm saying, definitely do send in the whole CD versus one track at a time.
And
get it copywritten.
Because if you're still working on it, you shouldn't have it being played everywhere anyway.
We already know that
Stephen's, whatever we got with him is copywritten and ASCAP and everything else.
Yeah. Stephen's got it all registered everywhere. So, definitely for SKSB.
ASCAP, that's a whole different story on ASCAP.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, there is. There's probably a lot more to it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the interesting thing, with ASCAP or BMI, it's needing to identify everybody who's involved so that, each person is recognized if that track sells or whatever. If Stephen plays the bass and John plays the piano and, Paul Ferguson plays the guitar, whatever on the pieces, everybody who's involved with the piece even though you're the one doing the spoken word or the singing, you know, everybody needs to be identified. So it's just, it's interesting, but, you know, those are the things that, you know, are important to learn as you get in this industry, you know, how to protect your art and, you know, what you need to know. I think a lot of artists go in with the creativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't have an understanding of the business sense. And I think that it's really important to understand. Even if you have the capability of paying somebody else to handle that part, I think it's really important to understand, you know, contracts and registering your music and you know, copywriting your art and, you know, this and that. I think it's really important because there's so much more to it. And I think that if you're an artist that wants to make music from, make money from your art, you know, you need to understand that it is going to take a lot of work and determination and creativity and getting out there and finding, you know, your niche of who's going to pay attention. That's one thing that Patrick's really good at. Is getting out there and, you know, and posting his music in different places and to different people, you know, to see who he can pique the interest and then just involved with different ways of getting his music out there, you know, behind, you know, the social networks and stuff. And I think that's one thing, you know, you need to do. And it's not easy to do. And like you say, Leah, already, you know, you're tired because you feel pulled in many directions. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, tired. It's like, you know, because I can't record when I'm all tired. My voice is, you know.
Yeah. You got to be able to
picture yourself. I went to go pick up the mic, and then I was like, forget it. I'm not going. I need to go to bed.
Right.
So, you know, but you get excited, you know, because, you know, if Steven sends me something to work with or the GTC band send me something to work with, then I, you know, I get excited about it and I'm ready to write. I think I'm more ready to write a song than to sing or speak to it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because it comes easy. It comes easy for me.
Just gets your inspiration flowing.
Yes. It just flows. It's like, oh, I mean, yeah, okay. So this is the name of the song, or the poem, and these are the words. And I just, there's the title, and I just start writing the words to that title.
Mhm.
That's when the magic happens.
Right.
That's when you get the best work.
I may need a few words and change it, but it's like it's not a big deal to me. I mean, I don't know how it happens because, you know, the GTC band was saying, after I written those three songs, like in, I don't know, like in a week, and they're like, well, how do you do it? I mean, he said that the leader of the band, I mean, it's a way of saying, you know, he likes it or it's amazing or whatever. He kissed the page.
Okay. Well,
like,
that's an honor.
Did.
You know what I mean? Obviously, he's very happy, you know?
So he was like, we never worked with no one that can write like that. I was like, well, thank you. I mean, wow, I don't know. I explained it the way I explained it to you guys. I was like, well, I don't know. I just hear the song, and that's just it. So I'm done writing for them for right now because they're working on singing at least two of the songs. Well, four of the songs. They're working on Far Away, and then they're going to work on some other two and sing that in English with her. With the girl, because she does all the singing. So, but probably leave one song out that I written for me to sing to.
Right. So tell me this, Leah. I know you've expressed, and I appreciate your honesty. You know, because I think that's something that, you know, what you shared tonight with Patrick and myself and the listeners of this show. It's just real stuff that people in this industry face, you know, getting tired, feeling overwhelmed, you know, being pulled in different directions, putting things on hold, you know. And so you just, you know, we just had an amazing, you know, conversation. But going into 2012, are you feeling like, you know, you'll be able to figure this out to make your world work?
Yeah, I mean, because I, with all the baggage that you because, I mean, there's definitely some baggage that I just had to get rid of that was holding me down. And I can't work like that. I can't be creative. I can't do anything when I'm just going through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's people or whether it's my job or whatever, I'm just saying. I mean, there's things. So there's a lot, there's definitely a big baggage that I have let go in order to be free to be able to do what I need to do next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, it's just if you don't let that stuff go, you're gonna take it into the next year, and then it's gonna bog you down, and it's gonna like you just hold you down, and you're not gonna be able to do anything.
Right.
There's some people you have to let go out of your life. You know what I'm saying? There's maybe you might have to change jobs. You might have to, I don't know. You might have to leave somebody. I don't know. But
yeah.
But you got to do it because you're just going to carry this junk right into the next year. And I do not want to do it.
Right.
So I just let it go.
Killing your vibe
and
slowing down. Slowing you down. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There it is. The word. You know, it's pulling you back, slowing you down. I don't want it.
Well, you know that for me in the last few months, you know, I've dealt with some myth, you know, and you know, and I know that that's something that I had to deal with right like immediately within myself, so that I didn't take it with me into 2012. I don't want to be a victim. You know what I mean? I don't want to carry, you know, certain things into the new year that aren't deserving. You know, there are situations that I've held on for a few years. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But in the end, it didn't deserve that attention from me. You know, and
no,
so those are things that I dealt with, you know, at the end of this year, and it feels so good. It feels so good, and
I know
God's up there saying, you know what, Susan, finally, I've been trying to tell you this, girlfriend, but finally, you know, so you can go in with less baggage, and hopefully I'm able to let go of a lot of stuff, and just really be able to focus, you know, but I'm feeling good. I feel so empowered. I feel so empowered, you know, going into this new year. And I think that it's really important for us, you know, to also be very, very careful and take care of our health.
Most definitely.
You know, and I think through the stresses that we can run into in just everyday life, in relationships, to, you know, being a part of this industry, it can be overwhelming, and we could get so engrossed in what we're doing that we forget about us, you know?
So I definitely
encourage everybody, you know, to take the time to take care of health, you know, find the way to get peaceful rest, you know, whatever that might look like for yourself, you know, eat as healthy as possible, you know, change anything in your lifestyle, you know, that is just really, really not good for you. And, you know, because I think that once you can just really be healthy, you know, in body, mind, and soul, that's when you're going to blossom.
You're right. You're right. And you bring out your peace, too. That's something new for you in this new year.
Yeah. You know,
That'd be nice.
It's, you know, there's so many exciting things, you know, to take place. You know, like with doing this tour with Monica Monet. You know, this is really a big deal for me.
Of course.
And
I hope y'all do
some
short video clips too, you know.
No, we are gonna have it documented the whole tour. You know, she'll be going up into Canada too. Not only just in the Pacific Northwest, but she's going to Canada. And so, yeah, we're going to be documenting it. That's exciting. But the thing is, too, is like, in a sense, you know, I'll say this, you know, on air, you know, in a sense, she's kind of like my guinea pig, right? Like, if I do really well with this, it will open up doors for other people to take me serious. And
yes.
I've already had somebody from Washington, D.C. and somebody from California reach out to me wanting to come up to Seattle. You know, to perform. And the other thing is I believe that both of you have heard me talk about the fact that I want to do a Flavor Fest.
Yes.
And I really, really want to do this diverse artist weekend festival, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest. And if I can get that, you know, if for instance, this really, really goes well with Monica Monet's tour, that's something great to put on my resume for, approaching, other situations, sponsors, this, that, and the other, to, come on board with me, because I have something that I can prove went well. And with the planning of this, all the artists that are involved, with all the people, the sponsors that are involved in this, the venues that have come on board, I'm telling you, this is just like a godsend. It is going so smoothly.
Amazing.
So far, I mean, I'm sure that come February I'll be starting to stress out. You guys will have to tell me to calm down. You know, but right now it's going so smoothly that I'm like so excited, And I have to tell you, J.C. Cage from Black Stax is just an absolutely amazing man to work with. You know, his knowledge of the industry, his just thoughtfulness and thinking things through and visualizing and all of that. It's just, he's phenomenal. So I'm just blessed to have him as a partner in this. It is being presented by Flava News, and so I'm excited about that. This is a big deal for me. In 2012. She'll be performing at 4 to 5 locations during the time that she's here. And it's exciting. So it's setting me up for my Flavor Fest, And that's something I'm really putting out to the universe, because I visualize it. Oh, Patrick and Leah, I can see this Flavor Fest just taking off. I see it. I do. I can visualize the whole thing,
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be good.
I also have this dream for a building for Flava News and what it would all encompass, a warehouse that has a storefront, coffee shop, and an independent artist store, to having recording studios, radio studios, a theater, dance studios, print shop, anything and everything that an artist would need to make their world work. I want to develop a Flava News Grant Foundation to be able to assist with the finances of the artist's needs. I'm going to have a daycare in this location so that if people have children, they can have a place right there under the same roof that their children can be cared for, And so it's just like this whole dream of mine, and I see it. I can visualize. I can feel walking through this building. I can see who would be in this building.
Wow.
And so, so that's my big stuff. Of course, that's not going to take place in 2012, right? But you just never know.
I hope
so.
You just never know.
It's already starting to develop.
Yes.
Oh, man. I can see it.
The word's out. It's in your heart. It's already started to develop. So.
Yeah, and I put it out. I drew this space in December 11th, 2007, in a journal that my mentor gave me. And I believe that I had told Patrick about this, that for some reason in this past month, I started dreaming it. I drew this floor plan out in 2007, but all of a sudden I'm dreaming it, and I'm seeing people in the place, and I want to have a living space in there. I want to have artist lofts for them to live in inexpensively. I want to have guest suites so when people come in from out of town, they have some place to stay, and I just see it and I visualize it and I feel it, and it's just so exciting. It's so exciting, and these people that I love and respect from all over the country come and run certain sections of it. It's not about me. This is like a co-op. Would that make sense to define it as like a co-op?
Yeah.
Something that everybody plays a role in. We bring in youth that can intern and learn a skill, and see their art blossom or see their work skills, you know, be developed. You know, and it's just like it incorporates art, it incorporates community, you know, it's just, yeah. So, yeah, I love talking about it. Can you tell I'm so excited about that?
I know, I hear it.
Can hear it.
You know, so
nice.
So anyway, you know, I think that if we can just all keep it positive in what we're feeling and what our passion is and what we dream and feel and see, I think we take that energy and we can turn it into a reality.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, it sounds wonderful. That would be great to have a store like that.
Like you said, we take everything positive in our hearts and don't let nothing damper it. Don't let nothing get in the way.
And I think that, yeah, exactly, Patrick. It's, you know, it's speaking in general. It's not just speaking of this building or my Flava Fest or things like that, you know. But I think that if we can find a way of staying positive and holding on, you know, to all the blessings that come our direction, even when we run into those obstacles, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be faced with. And we are. All of us are going to be faced with obstacles, you know, part of this industry and, you know, just, you know, in life in general. But if we have those things that we feel good about, that we've done the research, that we just know that it's meant to be, I think that's just enough to just really, you know, wake you up in the morning every day and give you a purpose in life. You know, and the more that I'm Lady Flava, the more that I'm on the radio airwaves and I'm connecting with different people and stuff, I just really strongly believe this is my journey that God has put me on. I really believe. And I think that all the experiences that I've gone through in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the days that I was designing, you know, floral arrangements and doing weddings, to being a domestic violence homeless advocate, you know, to moving shipments across the world, you know, to now doing radio. I think God set me up on purpose to go that journey because all of it kind of comes right back in and it full circle. All of the skills that I obtained throughout my life, it all means something and it all helps me do what it is that I do right now, even if it was something very, very different. So, you know, we've got like, you know, 9 minutes left in the show of it recording live. And I just really, really want to thank, you know, everybody who came out to listen to this show, to Eleanor and Patrick and Quiet Storm and Leah for, you know, chiming in conversation with me. And, you know, again, I never know what direction, you know, conversations are going to go or who's going to call in and participate or, you know, even whose music I'm going to play. And I really do love to play the music of the artists that come through to the show because that's just something really special for me, you know. And I thank everybody, you know, for their love and support and belief in what it is that I'm doing through Flava News. I thank all of you for joining the movement, you know, and you know, as I was telling Eleanor earlier, you know, I was really stepped out on faith in turning this into a membership-only movement. But I think that in the end, it's really, really going to pay off, not just for me and being able to, you know, continue what it is that I'm doing and to be able to obtain additional programs and equipment to better serve you guys as artists. But I just see the possibilities. And you know, you guys are a part of it, you know? You guys are a part of it.
And like I told you, that's going to bring in the right people. It's going to weed out the people that don't have it in their heart. You know, so having a membership will bring in the right people that truly do have artistry in their heart.
Right.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you, you know, pointing that out to me, Patrick, because you have pointed that out with, you know, even when Leah, when, you know, GTC came on board and Patrick was listening to the show and stuff, and he, you know, he would send me messages to let me know, man, you know, that was a great show, that, you know, the diversity of the show and all of that, you know, and he has told me that, you know, in a sense, with me turning this into a membership, that it is going to bring in, you know, more quality, you know, artists to come
right.
on board because they are taking it serious. And I hope that everybody can tell that I really take this serious. This is no joke for me. This
no.
really is no joke for me.
Yeah.
You should see my desk. One day I'm going to take a picture of my desk. And all the journals that I have and what it looks like and everything. And you're going to, you know, I think you'll really get that this is something really serious to me.
Hey, that's
you know,
what writers
but,
do. paper
you know,
all over the floor,
I,
you know, coffee all spilled all on the papers. And
yeah, I finally bought myself some creamer tonight. So tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to make me a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I can't drink coffee without creamer. I'm just, you know, I think that I spoiled myself as a really, really good barista, so I
okay.
know exactly how I like my coffee, and
I
so I had to go get some creamer because I don't do that, you know, black coffee thing with sugar or black coffee with milk.
I know you have to have
milk.
A flavor coffee, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I do have to have a flavor coffee. If I do get to the point that I use milk. I'm boiling it, you know.
Oh.
The milk's being boiled and put
like
in,
a mocha
so it's going to be more so a
cappuccino,
you know, like a cafe latte, you know.
Uh-huh.
So where you're using, you know, just brewed coffee, you know, and milk, you know. So, but if I go that direction, that's like a desperate move, right?
Yeah, but Seattle's best is the best coffee.
Oh no. No, it's not.
No?
I will honestly tell you, no.
Oh, my God. Well, who is?
In my opinion, who has the best coffee that you can get in Seattle? I served Cafe D'Arte first when I opened up my coffee shop. I think they have a really, really beautiful tasting coffee.
Really?
But I switched halfway through about 2.5 years into the business, I switched to Lavazza. Lavazza has beautiful coffee. It is just really rich. It makes the most amazing crema. Crema
mm.
is that creamy topping when you pull an espresso shot.
Okay.
It's just beautiful. It doesn't leave an aftertaste. To me, Seattle's best, and Starbucks leaves an aftertaste if pulled wrong. And so I think Lavazza is amazing. There is a local coffee shop called Cafe Vita. They roast their own beans. Amazing
oh, okay.
coffee. Amazing coffee. So, no, I cannot agree with you. That
okay,
best
well,
if
I can't have Seattle's best, then I just go back to the original, and that's Folgers. That's it.
See, that's where my peace flavor flavor's coffee, you know, came from because I became a really I'm gonna brag. Yes, I am. I'm going to brag.
Good.
I became
okay.
a really, really good barista. I
oh,
was.
Wow.
I was a very good barista. I loved making coffee for people, and I loved doing
yeah.
it well.
Oh, Italy. That's all they drink. You know, I mean, coffee is it. I mean. Tea is okay. I mean, I'll
mm-hmm.
drink some green tea once in a while, you know, but, you know, to mm-hmm. feel a little bit better. But, you know, coffee is it. It's it.
I love my coffee.
Yes, I know it. That's what I'm saying. That's all you can say. That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a quote
and
right
one
there.
Day,
yeah, we should
you know,
brand that one.
I think that one day... one day when I do this Flava Fest or something, I'm just going to tell Luis and Castro over there at the station, which is the coffee shop I love on Beacon Hill by where I live, I'm going to take over. I'm going to show them how a good barista does it. And I'm going to have you all come into the station, and I'm going to
all right.
make you coffee. So that's going
it.
To be a deal for Flava Fest. I am going to be a barista while you guys... or in Seattle, Washington.
And what month is this?
Oh.
What month is this?
I don't know. Should I put a month out there? I don't. You know that particular
it has to be hot, whatever month
a,
it is.
Well, yeah. Yeah. When I did my literary conference, it was March, and that's just, you know, and Monica's coming up here in March, which is going to be a challenge weather-wise.
I know. Ideally,
I would love to do it, you know, like in July or something, you know, when the weather is, you know, when the weather is nice. You know, here. I mean, you know, going into August and September, it's pretty nice here too. You know, but I definitely would want it to be beautiful weather. You know, but that particular event, because it's going to be a 3-day event, and it's going to be different type of venues and styles of performance levels from a very kind of low-keyed, just meet-and-greet artist jam. You know, if you're a painter,
like,
you know, you can have your paintings around. If you're an author, display your books. You know, mm-hmm. I would let, you know, authors read excerpts from books or whatever, you know, but I would love to see, you know, like Patrick Domino and my friend Alvin, you know, on stand-up bass and, you know, you know, Frenchy, percussionist, whatever, you know, just get up there and jam, you know, John on piano or whatever, you know, I would just love to see that happen to then, you know, going into a more formal venue, like the Triple Door, and having a more formal event, you know, the second night. So that's going to take some planning. That's really going to take money. So I need to really, really work on the sponsorship and how to fund it. I did start exploring some grants today that may be available for this particular event. You know, so the beautiful thing about Seattle is that we have, which I don't know if you know this, Leah, but there are artist grants available through the mayor's office.
Oh, really?
And there are several types of artist grants. But the city of Seattle has money set aside to support the arts, and I received one of the mayor's grants back in 2008 when I hosted my literary conference. So there's definitely money available, you know, to fund, you know, arts events and stuff. And so, you know, that's really, really going to take some planning, and that's one of my commitments for this year is just really being able to focus.
Have you heard of Artist Trust?
I have heard of that. I have not explored it, but I have heard of it.
I mean, they're amazing.